This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Offering dark warnings for the president's diehard base on the opening night last night of the Republican National Convention, Republicans predicted a national horror movie should President Donald Trump lose in November. In his remarks, U.S. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise said the stakes in this election could not be higher.
A lot at stake. This is an election between a party that wants to burn down the foundations of our country to the ground and a party that wants to rebuild and protect our great nation. The left wants to defund the police. This is personal to me. I wouldn't be here without the bravery and heroism of the men and women in law enforcement who saved my life.
Although many in the Democratic Party are, in fact, making calls to defund the police, former Vice President Joe Biden has said specifically he has no plans to do the same. Democrats officially nominated Mr. Biden and his running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, last week during their national convention. Tonight, First Lady Melania Trump will address the Republican National Convention from the White House Rose Garden, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will speak from Israel while on a diplomatic trip. Responding to outcries from medical experts, Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn is admitting he overstated the life-saving benefits of treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma. Medical experts have been pushing back against the claims about the treatment since President Trump's announcement on Sunday that the FDA had decided to issue emergency authorization for convalescent plasma. President Trump hailed the decision as a historic breakthrough, even though the treatment's value has not as yet been established. Announcement on the eve of Trump's Republican National Convention. This is VOA News.